From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.
Bold, independent, in-depth. 18 degrees north.
18 degrees north. That's the latitude of Jamaica and much of the Caribbean. It's also the name of a television news magazine show, one that is perhaps the first to take an unflinching look at the problems and potential of the Caribbean. 18 Degrees North is in its second season and debuted in South Florida this summer on CBS affiliate WBFS-TV, Channel 33. The show is hosted by former Bloomberg TV reporter Zara Burton. She spoke to me from Jamaica's capital, Kingston. Zara, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You were born and raised in Jamaica, and you founded Global Reporters for the Caribbean to produce this show. Why is 18 Degrees North and telling Caribbean stories such an important project for you, emotionally as well as professionally?
From a professional standpoint, I started my TV career in Miami, then came back to Jamaica and started covering the streets. And it was such a colorful experience, and I absolutely loved it. Yes, I went back to the States and then pursued an international career. However, after a while, I also wanted to do something that I felt was much more meaningful to my existence in the world as a Caribbean national, and always wanted to work at CBS 60 Minutes, not going to lie, never got the opportunity. And so I started what I thought would be the 60 Minutes of the Caribbean. And I think this program, 18 Degrees North, really speaks to this idea of giving people a sense that the Caribbean is a lot more than just sun, sea, and sand, and a lot more than just natural disasters, which is where we tend to appear in the news headlines around the world. Instead, what this shows is that we have other issues that we are dealing with, and that the global picture, we should matter in that context.
You're seen in 27 countries so far, but South Florida is home to the largest Caribbean diaspora community. So was it critical to get the show on the air here?
It was extremely important for the show to get on mainstream television there in South Florida, where you are. What we want to do now is to appeal to a much more global, much more mainstream audience, not just Caribbean nationals.
Let's listen to the start of an 18 Degrees North report on exploding teen pregnancy in the region.
Children having children. Latin America and the Caribbean is the only region in the world where the birth rate among girls under age 15 has risen.
Are these matters that Caribbean society itself has been hesitant to confront?
I think what we try to do is to look at the Caribbean from a global perspective. Last year, we had done a story in the Dominican Republic. There was a decision that came out from the High Court there that essentially stripped hundreds of thousands of people born there of their citizenship. Most of these happen to be of Haitian descent. What I did see happen as a result of that report, the chatter began on a regional level. CARICOM suspended the Dominican Republic's entry into CARICOM, which is one of our free trade agreements here. And so what we did see is that it is having an impact. And now we just need to up the ante and create a buzz on a global level.
But is there a story you haven't told yet that you really want to?
Oh, I think the biggest story that I want to tell is an interview, actually, with Fidel Castro.
That's interesting. Would you be concerned about the reaction to that interview here in Miami?
We are seeing a thawing of relations. And so as a result, maybe in Miami, it would certainly create a stir. But I think to hear what he has to say is important, especially from an individual as notorious and as iconic as he is.
Thanks again, Zara, and best of luck with the show. You can catch 18 Degrees North Sunday afternoons on My33 at 2:30. And you can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.